Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Romy Rosemont. I play Finn's mom, or Carol Hudson, on Glee. And, you know, as a good parent, I must warn you, keep your children away from Mr. Media. It's what's best. Really.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to four guys from Pittsburgh who formed a hot new band called 28 North. Stick around. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of well-mannered, heavily sedated former rock stars in the new media capital of the world and home of the best team in baseball, St. Petersburg, Florida. Well, you know, it used to be that a handful of multinational record companies and a few indies controlled all of the music we heard. Now, that's all changed. With the advent of everything from iTunes and CD Baby to YouTube and Reverb Nation, a band from Pittsburgh has as much opportunity to break through all the noise as one in a traditional music capital such as New York, L.A., or London. And that's what's happening on Mr. Media tonight. We're going to give some airtime to 28 North, a four-piece act with a big sound that's at once original and familiar to the ears. The band, which played earlier this year at both the CMJ and South by Southwest Music Fest, is in the midst of a month-long road tour. That means you might see Michael Lindner, Alex Stanton, Jonathan Coleman, and Tyler Vaughn at a club near you very soon. And we're going to play some music from the band during tonight's show. First up is Panic, recorded live at their hometown rock radio station, 102.5 WDVE in Pittsburgh. 28 North has produced three CDs over the last 4 years. The latest, titled 28 North, was released in April 2010, and you can order all of their work online at their website, 28north.net. 28 North, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hey!
How you guys doing?
Beautiful.
Good,
man.
So tell us Well, I'm doing good, thank you. Tell us where you are, first of all, that you're all in one place.
This is the basement of our house. It's also the beat laboratory, the jam room, whatever you want to call it.
This is the rehearsal spot in the basement of our suburban home that we all live together in.
Oh my God, it's the
one big happy
family, gentlemen. You guys live
together. Is it a Muppet?
Monkeys.
Oh yeah, yeah, we've lived together for years, man.
Oh my God, I didn't know that really happened.
Yeah, that's how we get all these songs written.
It makes sense. Well, to help out our TV audience and to confuse our radio audience, can you guys ID yourself so everybody knows who you are and what you play?
Yeah, no problem. Hey, my name's Tyler. I play the drums and I sing.
My name is Michael Linder. I sing and I play the guitar.
Alex Stanton, I play guitar and I sing.
John Coleman, I play bass and I sing too.
Very good. And you guys, of course, I mentioned hail from Pittsburgh. What up until you guys, what else can you tell folks about Pittsburgh's contributions to rock and roll?
Well, there's the Clarks, who are a local band that kill. Rusted Root, they had that song in Matilda, Send Me On My Way. They're huge.
You got Donny Iris. Everybody knows Donny Iris,
definitely a big act.
We're huge fans.
He was like a classic rock kind of guy. He still plays in Pittsburgh. Who else?
Stanley Clark.
Oh, George Benson's from Pittsburgh. He's a great jazz guitarist. 28 North.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm in St. Pete, Tampa, and you know, people say, "Well, who's from there?" And I say, "Well, Henry Paul, The Outlaws, Sabotage, if you're into heavy metal, Deicide." But the list is short, and you know, there's a reason that you know there's only so many bands from around that we all know. It's hard to break out.
It's like New York, Nashville, Chicago, L.A. You know, and then you have a select few bands from all these other markets that love. I mean, Pittsburgh has so many great bands. It's amazing. So many. And I think that's probably true about every smaller market. You know, all these cities have great bands. It's like some, you know, are able to tour and bring the music to other, you know, other places, and some play in their hometowns. But either way, there's a lot of good bands in Pittsburgh, that's for sure.
Are you guys surprised, I mean, that more bands from Pittsburgh, for example, I mean, I think about Tampa, but Pittsburgh, haven't broken through? And why do you think that you guys have? Why are you guys able to go out and tour other states when other bands are, you know, sticking close to home?
I feel like it's persistence more than anything. Yeah, I mean, we've been a band for, 3 years with John, but, like, we've been touring the whole time and just, like, really, you know, not taking no for an answer in any circumstance. And, I mean, I feel like, you know, a lot of great bands don't necessarily, you know, throw all their chips in the way we have, and I think that's been the key to our success.
We set our lives up around this too pretty early on. Right from the get-go, we all started driving school buses together, not like at the same time, but we all drive school buses in Pittsburgh, and that allowed us to have a lot of time to book and promote and play and practice and write. And I think we've just really based our lives around the band so that we are able to save enough money to go tour, you know, make enough money to tour. And, you know, we're lucky, you know, we got our families are very on board with us, and we have a lot of support from the people around us. So, you know, it's just like a big, giant machine that we've kind of formed to the point where it's working and we're able to do what we want with it. Well, I mean, we're still getting to that point, but we're making our way.
Hearing that you live in the same house together, it sounds like you have made a much greater commitment than a lot of bands do to, you know, not just being together, but I mean, I don't think you'd be living together unless you guys really intended for this to go somewhere.
True.
Well said.
Yeah, our dedication is unparalleled, you think.
And do you think, you know, it sounds like at least a couple of you, if not all of you, have kind of that entrepreneurial bent that a band really has to have these days, when you're less likely to have a big label out there pushing you. And really, I think anyway, correct me if I'm wrong, your future is really in your own hands these days. You can be as big as you can work hard enough to be.
There's so many outlets to gain exposure that, you know, on one hand, it's the best time to be in a band. You know, you make a record or you make a song in your basement with, like, on Pro Tools that you stole off the internet, and you can make $1 million on it. But on the other hand, there's so many bands. So it's like, you know, it's an interesting time for music. That's, you know, that's definitely a true statement.
We didn't steal Pro Tools.
No, we didn't.
And we bought Logic Studio.
You know, I've talked about, I like to have bands on periodically, new bands. And I've talked about this before. I was a music critic for daily newspapers back in the 80s, and it's been around young bands. And these elements haven't changed. The bands that don't have their stuff together, that don't understand that it's a business on top of a creative endeavor, tend to be the ones that, you know, no matter how good they are, how talented they are, they don't rise to the top because they just, you know, they don't have those additional set of tools.
You know, it's funny you say that. For me, I think that the business side is almost as much fun as the playing side. Like, I love the feeling I get when, like, we get when we book a show, or like when we sell some CDs. It's like, it's all a part of the creative process in a way. It's like coming up with creative business ways to, like, sell our merch or different kind of, it's all part of it to me. It's like being in a band, music is like 25% of it. We have a huge delay in the back.
Sorry. That's all right.
But, you know, it's just, that's all part of it for us. It's just as fun as playing. I mean, playing is probably more like 85% of it, but, you know, the rest is very, very important.
We work very hard on that 15%.
Yeah. Well, you know, we work 100% on that 15%.
And with so many resources, you can be creative. And, I mean, you're forced to be creative also because there's so much volume. Competition in other fans,
and there's so many ways to keep up with your fans and for them to get in touch with you. And we made it a point to be on top of all of them with the Twitter and the MySpace, and Facebook is really blowing up for bands right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to be MySpace, but I think MySpace is kind of, it doesn't have the reputation that it did before, when you've got Facebook just blowing everything out of the water.
MySpace definitely got flooded by a lot of spammers, but I still feel like we get, like, for us, MySpace is definitely, like, where people go to us for the first time. I think that's, even before our website, I still think MySpace is pretty important.
It's good for bands. You got to have it because, you know, it's where people, like, think to go when they think, there's a band, I want to hear their music.
MySpace.com/.
But the problem is the people are gone. They went to Facebook for their, regular, casual. So that's where you go to talk to them, you know?
Yeah, still, though, the standard kind of outlet for emerging bands, newer bands.
Definitely.
That presence on the net.
Well, guys, we were going to take a break. We kind of decided, Rudy, our engineer, and I kind of decided we're going to skip the break. but I know that, we had talked about that you guys might play something. Do you need us to take a break, or would you be able to jump right in from where you're at?
We prefer no set break.
Yeah, we can go right ahead.
All right. You want us to play a tune for you?
Yeah, what is it you're going to play? Mm-hmm. And you know, just tell us about it for a second, and then whenever you're ready.
All right, well, let me tell you, first off, a little bit of 28 North news is we are in the pre-production stages of making our fourth record. We found a producer named Felix McTeague, who is a great producer out of New York City, and we are, you know, getting new songs together, new material, and kind of just getting stuff ready to make this album. We're going to go to New York and record it in a couple months. And this next song has definitely been, like, I feel like the crowd has really responded well to this song at a lot of the shows on the tour and stuff. So, and I would imagine, you know, it would go on the next record as well. And the song is just about you know, I guess every band needs that drinking song, you know, and that's kind of what this is about. Just kind of like down your sorrows and a little bit of wine, and that's what this song is about. It's called Napa Valley. Okay. All right, here we go. Napa Valley, 28 North.
And I'll get drunk drink this life on my mind.
Thank you. It's got kind of like based around Sweet Virginia a little bit, you know, like Stones vibe.
Yeah, and you know, I was thinking too of, what was that George Clooney song, Oh Brother, oh God.
Oh yeah.
We used to listen to the Oh Brother, We're Out There soundtrack all the time.
Huge influence, huge influence.
I could hear that. I could just see guys on a chain gang singing your song. Is that a compliment?
Yeah.
It's good.
Totally.
That was terrific. Yeah. And if you're just joining us, that is 28 North. That is Michael Lindner, Alex Stanton, John Coleman, and Tyler Mon. They're out of Pittsburgh. That was the quickest half hour show I think we've just about ever done. And you guys are touring, and I know people can go to 28north.net and see the places that you're going to be in the coming months.
Absolutely. We actually just got off the road. We were on the road pretty much all of July and August, and quite a bit of early June as well. And we hit all kind of cities. And if you saw us, then thank you. Of course, we really appreciate it. But in October, we're going to be coming back to a lot of those markets. You know, the South, the Midwest, the probably some Northeast stuff. And we'll be coming for you. You can definitely guarantee that.
Well, that was quite a sales pitch, that live number right here. And I have to tell you guys, that is the first time we've had anyone perform live on the show, and I hope you enjoyed it. I know our audience will. I know that back in the studio, Rudy here.
Bob, we'll do it. We'll do another one if you ask us to.
Well, I think we'll need to bring you back, and we'll do another show. Maybe when the next album is ready to go, we'll have you back on. Maybe we'll just turn the camera on you guys and away from me. We'll just give you the half hour.
No, we're feeding off each other, man. We need you.
All right.
We
fair
need
enough.
You, Bob.
Well, listen, folks, you can hear more music by the best band in Pittsburgh. They were voted that by Pittsburgh Magazine. It's 28 North. Visit
sure.
their website.
2010.
Sorry?
Oh, I was just saying it was for the year of 2010, which we are currently living in.
That is this year. That's right. That is very current information. Check them out, 28north.net, or look for them. They've got a YouTube page. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. They're on MySpace. They're Reverb Nation. They're all over the place. Guys, I can't thank you enough. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Anytime, Bob. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck to you, fellas.
I love you, Bob.
Thanks, guys. And for more original interviews with your favorite bands around the country and around the world, you can surf over to our main website. That's MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRMedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MRMedia for your free audiobook. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Never, ever miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and sign up today. Write us a review. Give us a couple stars. We'd love to have it. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. And thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.